Nerve-wracking on the sideline, is it?
It is, Liam. You know yourself from standing on the sideline yourself and looking at the club playing. You're kind of hurling every ball and you always think that it should be done better. But look, we got over the line today and we were very happy to do so.
You look the better team on the field, but that often doesn't turn into a win.
No, and I'll tell you, we talked about it during the week and we were saying there that it's probably going to take us, if we're able to get past Aldgate, it's probably going to take us 40 or 45 minutes to establish that. And I think it did take us that long. We were a bit jittery in the first half, but I think we came to our own in the second half and we hurled really well, I thought, you know.
Yeah, and Richard made a great save after 10 minutes, and that was crucial as it happened.
Yeah, it was. And you know, there was a goal scored there in the second half and we were kind of wary of that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get 4 or 5 point lead and a goal comes against the run of play, and then you're fighting again. But we had a 2 point lead even after the goal, so then we pushed on again. I thought it was good, you know.
I think you might have the smallest parish. There's always debate about yourself, John Geen, about whether it's the smallest parish or not, but certainly it means you have a small peak. But there was a great tradition and DNA in the club winning, playing senior in the 30s.
Back then and back in the 70s and 80s when the likes of John Wright and those fellas were playing football there, the one senior football championships as well. So, you know, there is quality in the parish and I think more to come.
Were you a little bit worried in the second half, you know, when that goal went in? There was only 2 points.
Yeah, that concerned us.
You throw it out well.
That concerned us, but we went up the field and scored another point or two after that, and then we settled into our game again, and we did well then after that, you know.
So is it about, you've been relatively, you have a young team, really.
Yeah, there's a couple of fellas there now, like Sir Jamie Codd, who
brought up the age a bit.
Yeah, he might have upped the
some young there, isn't he?
He's fantastic. Yeah. But he's fantastic.
He's worked great on the field.
Yeah. Apart from his hurling, Liam, I think
influence in the dressing room.
His influence in the dressing room and on young fellas, he's encouraging all the time. And I think he's a fantastic fella to have around, you know.
Yeah, you were lucky to get him this year, weren't you?
Yeah, and the way it fell this year when he retired from point to point and was just riding on
in
the
home.
Rules, and he was moving back home, and also everything fell into place, and he was able to a little bit in the field with us, like, so it was fantastic, you know.
I suppose it was difficult with COVID in the early stages now.
It's the same for every club, and that's the way we had to approach it, you know, and we did approach it like that. And in fairness now, the Fintons were very good at putting the protocols in place, and everybody did their job from chairman down along, and everybody fell into line and accepted what had to be done, you know. I thought it was fantastic.
You're great leaders, hadn't you? Jim Rosser back fit was a bonus, and he is a great leader, and Donal had a fantastic second half.
Yeah, Donal had a fantastic second half and got a couple of scores, but Jim in the middle of the field as a captain, I thought he was very good, and particularly in the semi-final, he scored 6 points from the middle of the field in the semi-final for us against Owlert, so you can't ask much more than that of a captain or a midfielder, you know.
Well, you had 9 scores today and you had 14 points in play. It's not a bad return.
No, that's a decent return. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that now. Yeah. But we'll look at it later on. We'll see. Yeah. We'll analyse it later.
And you'll worry about next season when it comes.
Look, sure, we have to turn to the football now. So, look at
you have a chance in that, haven't you?
Intermediate football, sure. Mm. You know, when you have the likes of Jim and Donald and Shane Pettit and those types of fellas in the football panel, yeah, sure. Look, we're going to give it a right rattle from here on in, you know.
Has it helped you that you've been able to hurl week in, week out?
Yes, without doubt. I think it's the way forward for the championship, and I think it gives, and proof of the pudding is probably in the Intermediate A final with Kyle Nearn taking part with Tara Rocks and against Castletown, football country if you want to call it that, and they're competing in a hurling final today, so that's probably the way to go, looking at hurling first and then football after, you know.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks very much, Liam.
Well done. Yeah.